As we barrel towards the election, we're touching down across the country to look at House races in our Here Now District Profile series. This week, let's turn to Maine's 2nd Congressional District, where the Democratic Congressman Jared Golden is trying to hold on to the seat he narrowly flipped 2 years ago. His challenger, the Republican, a former state rep, Dale Crafts. Steve Missler is Chief Political Correspondent and State House Bureau Chief for Maine Public Radio. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Tell us a little more about this district and its voting.
Yeah, it's a really interesting district. It's the largest east of the Mississippi, and just in terms of land mass. But it's also very intriguing because it's very purple. I mean, Golden won that seat in 2018, and just 2 years after Donald Trump won that district by 10 points. And then before Trump won it, Obama won it twice convincingly.
Yeah, maniacs like to mess with us
in
their choices. Well, let's take a look at the incumbent, the Democrat Jared Golden, narrowly, as you said, winning the seat in 2018, flipping it from Republican control. He served as a Marine in Iraq and Afghanistan. Here's a recent campaign ad.
We're living through times more difficult than we've ever known. A dangerous new disease has taken the lives of tens of thousands of our friends, family members, and neighbors, and claim the livelihoods of tens of millions more. And we still face attacks on our health care, on women's rights and equality, and on our very democracy. We need principled leaders who will work together.
So what has Congressman Golden's record been like, and what is he running on?
Well, he's running on a couple of things. He mentions health care in that ad, and I think that that's going to be central to his reelection bid, just as it was in 2018. I mean, one of the reasons why he was able to flip that seat, I think, was that healthcare for him and other Democrats across the country was a winning issue. And so that was front and center of his campaign. And he's also happens to be a good fit for that particular district in the sense that he is a combat veteran, served two tours, one in Afghanistan, another in Iraq. And Maine has one of the highest, if not the highest, per capita populations of veterans in its state. So the veterans vote is a very important one. And he made veterans issues and housing and other matters central to his platform. And he's also talking about keeping big money out of politics, you know, making a big, and this is another thing that Democrats are doing in other races too, in the sense that he, you know, he says he's not taking corporate PAC money. Those are issues I think he believes will lift him to a second term. It's considered a toss-up or maybe leans Democratic, but there's been very little polling to really know where the race actually stands at the moment.
Well, now to the Republican Dale Crafts. Here in a recent ad, he talks about a motorcycle accident in 1983 that left him paralyzed.
After a car swerved in front of me on my motorcycle, I was paralyzed, but I never quit. I built businesses employing hundreds of Mainers, protected our Second Amendment rights, and passed the largest tax cut in Maine history.
Again, a former state rep. Tell us more about Dale Crafts. Both these men, one with the military, one with this terrible accident, have a backstory. But what issues is he running on?
Well, I think it's interesting because Dale Crafts, as you mentioned, is a former state legislator, but he really wasn't really that well known here. I mean, he was certainly well known within his caucus, but in the primary he just won, which was a three-way contest, it was all about loyalty to the president and Donald Trump. That really marked the campaign. Like on issues, there was very little difference between the three Republican challengers. But Dale Crafts had, for one, he had a big endorsement from former Governor Republican Paul LePage, who is considered a bit of a Trump prototype.
Well, we understand President Trump also endorsed the Republican Dale Crafts. I'm just wondering, we know you've got a Senate race there with Susan Collins facing a Democrat, Sarah Gideon, and two independents. And some are saying Maine voters might be punishing her for not taking on Trump more. What's the sense in this race, just briefly, of what President Trump's endorsement means?
Well, I think it's helpful in the district that Golden is running in, the 2nd Congressional District. As we mentioned earlier, we voted for Trump by 10 percentage points in 2016. And I think Dale Crafts is hoping that that is going to help him in this particular race, which is fundamentally different than the race that Susan Collins has to run because she's always positioned herself as a centrist and an independent, not necessarily loyal to the president. In fact, came out against his candidacy in 2016.
But just to complete that thought, you think that this is a good thing for Dale Crafts in this particular district that he has that endorsement?
I think it could be. I think he also has to be careful because again, look at the history of that district and look at the fact that that district voted for Jared Golden, who ran as an independent. And he certainly wasn't a supporter of Donald Trump, although he has kept him at arm's length and not really gone out of his way to criticize the president.
Well, we will follow this all with Steve Missler, chief political correspondent and State House bureau chief for Maine Public Radio. Steve, thank you.
Thank you for having me.